The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the host and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
AM 600 The Answer presents the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show, brought to you by Frontline Insurance. If you want to know where those fish are, what those fish are biting, and how to get them in the boat, then you've come to the right place. Captain Vic would love to hear from you, so give him a ring at 222-8255. That's 222-8255. And now, here's the host of the Still Just Fishing Show, Captain Vic Tyson.
Yeah, we'll have to see if we can get the city or something do something with this, because this I don't want them to close anything down. It has to do with people's access to getting out on the water and everything. Yeah. And
this town has very little, and that is primo. Is a primo site for people to go viewing nature or fishing out there.
I'd like to see more docks out there. They never did fix that one that's underneath the Dames Point. It's still falling in the middle. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
I'd like to see that.
You can't get out to the dock because of the entrance to it, or the
that little
approach to it, or whatever you want to call it. Yeah.
Yeah. People are jumping across and fishing out there.
Are they really?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's dangerous.
It is.
That's a good piece of it. It's not on there.
It's fell down there.
I had to jump pretty good.
Yeah. Man. But, we'll see what we find out about that. That'll probably be sometime next week before we can find out. But anyway, we'll find out about that.
Yeah, if anybody out there is, if that's like your regular hangout fishing spot and you know anything about it that we haven't been talking about, give us a ring. I'd like to hear about it.
Yeah, I sure would too. And also would like to hear if you like to fish out there, if you'd be willing to be involved in trying to get that thing, stop being closed. We want to keep it open for the recreational anglers out there. I just cannot imagine that, because I always thought that pier was a great pier, and I didn't know if it had any damage or not, being we had a northeast wind. That northeast wind be coming straight toward that pier across Mill Cove, so I thought maybe that was, it was damaged from that way or something. But like you're talking about, and from what BB said a while ago on the phone, that didn't look like it's damaged. It's it's like everything's good to go.
We didn't get any wind. We didn't get any wind or storm stuff out of Michael over here. It was pretty much a mouse fart, just a non-event.
Yeah, but I don't understand that, but we'll see if we can find out. But anyway, if anybody's got any information, 222-8255, let us know, and because I'd like to find out some more about it. But anyway, this week I went out looking for flounder, and I could not believe this, but I had some of those killer mud minnows from Browns Creek. And, we went, I guess it was about six or seven places and could not get a single flounder bite. And I was just shocked. I mean, I understand. I know the flounder pounder kind of, was, people were pretty well hammering them. But, I mean, a lot of people fish in a lot of different places.
They weigh a lot of fish.
And
there was quite a few fish, but that they didn't all come in until the last minute. So it's like, looked like to me that the bite was tough, but
were they all?
They did all of them come in at the last minute. A lot of them like to do that anyway, but still.
Yeah, because you want to fish you want to fish right up to the last,
it was
the last until you got to get in that line, I mean,
that guy, his name was Ted Clayman with 8.48 pounds. He was in there kind of early.
Well, they usually,
I guess if you got a fish that big, you pretty much got it.
Year they get a double digit fish, I think.
No, I don't think they've had a double digit yet.
Not.
I think the biggest flounder they've had is like 9 pounds, something
really?
Like that.
Really?
Yeah. Well, look here. We got Chip
Davis. Here we go. Here's the authority. Now I'll ask the man.
Okay. Listen to go over all that. He can do it.
This Chip Davis?
Chipperoo, what's happening, buddy?
How you doing, man?
Hey, good morning, fellas. Ed, I was kind of worried because I was looking on 600 AM and I just heard all this talk. I was like, "Where's Vic?" I'm doing good, man. No, the record, Vic, is 10.5.
It is 10. Okay.
Pounds.
All right. Did you have only one that was 1 year that you had a double digit?
The very first year we had it in 2010, we had one weigh 10.49.
Okay.
And then Joe Capope beat that in 2016 after Matthew. We had that monster bite. We had that front set down on us. And, I mean, we probably weighed in, I want to say, pushing almost 50 boats that day. I looked at Brian Dufek's wife. She's like, isn't it? I thought they were supposed to be over at 4. You know, realize the check-in's at 4. I mean, once they're checked in, they can stack up there and wait and weigh in. I said, I remember two or three times I said, how many more boats we got left? So I said, we got 10 more to weigh in. I was like, man, it took forever. But no, it was a record field of 174 boats. The crazy thing is too, but you know how I am. I turn my phone off on Friday. You ever heard any kind of excuse in the world? I couldn't make the captain's meeting. I couldn't do this. I said, well, you know what? Registration's been open for 6 months now.
Yeah.
I ain't registered at the end, because what we have to do is we close it on Thursday because I got to send the spreadsheet to Fran on Friday, and I don't want to keep adding people to it. So, sorry. I mean, I could show you a list of just, you know, boo-hoo stories why they couldn't get there Thursday night. Well, you don't have to. All of you be there. Only one person has to show up.
Yeah.
Well, and the thing about it is, like you say, you can apply any time up to then. So, you know.
Yeah, you can register.
And I know a lot of people like to wait to the last minute to see what the weather's going to do. But in some tournaments, I mean, you know, you just got to get in there.
Yeah, the captain's meeting is usually when it closes out.
Yeah, I mean, whether it's the captain's meeting on any tournament, it's usually the end of the captain's meeting is the end of it.
Right.
You know, or when the captain's meeting starts, that's the end of the...
Yeah, because I actually did add one, but he was a sponsor. And, you know, he sponsored a couple of years. And I'll go a little bit further for a sponsor than I will just a general angler. But, you know, and I said, well, you got to make your boat number, you know, because, I mean, that's imperative that you get your boat number, because we don't know you, and Ted will tell you, we don't know you if you're just coming up in your boat, you know. I don't know everybody out there, and the only way we can identify you is your boat number. So that's
boat number, that's
you
right.
Know, yeah, and let me tell you how good of a job Ted did. And we all know Ted, you know, well, you know, Ted's had his back, you know, he's had his issues with his back. God bless him. He looked at me and says, I got to go, Chip. I said, Ted, you okay? Because, man, I got to sit, dude. I got to sit. I said, you go ahead, brother. I said, you got to, you know, I understand 100%.
Yeah.
And so my enforcer took off to the east of me. And when I had to replace him with another buddy of mine, and they did such a good job. And people pretty much understand, you just can't walk through there. I mean, I got a big weigh-in going on.
Yeah.
But Ted, you did a great job. I love that picture I sent you, too, man.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
I had a great time, too.
Well, it's just, you know, the only thing was, Vic, it was hotter than you know what. It was just, you know, we did get pre-front, you know. I mean, the front came through on Sunday, and it was northeast. It was hard. I mean, the fish probably wouldn't have weighed in. We had 2 8s, which was, you know, like you said, Vic, looking for a flounder rod, I was like looking for a needle in a haystack.
Yeah.
You just can't find them.
Yeah.
So we had 2 8s, 2 7s, and 2 6s weighed in for the top fish, and then 15 and some change for an aggregate, which is pretty impressive. And, you know, the good thing about it, Vic, I had 2 new winners, which I really enjoyed. You know, we all like to see, you know, people win twice or, you know, 3 times. There's been a couple of people won it twice. But it's always nice to see some new anglers come out there. And I had a lot of new faces in the top 5. And Little Man got 5th. And y'all know that Little Man's mom passed away the week before. And, you know, the one thing I was so proud of Little Man was, Vic, you know, every year he's had to jump on somebody's boat, man. And this year he took my John boat. He's redone my John boat. It's great. I said, Little Man, you know, you need to be your own captain, because we all know how it is to fish in someone else's boat. When you want to go north, they want to go south.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
So, and I said, and I was so proud of him, man, and I was so proud of him to get that 5th place, and he really dedicated that tournament to his mom.
Oh, very nice.
It was, and it just for him to go out there and be his own captain, because he did what he wanted to do, you know, for the last 3 years or 4 years he's fishing other people. He's like, oh, shit, they wanted to go here, and I don't want to go here, and I just said, man, I'm just proud of you. But I was proud of everybody, man. Everybody did an outstanding job. We raised $95,000, Vic.
Yeah, wow.
Where are all those celebrity flounder now, Chip?
What do you mean? Oh, you mean the celebrity flounder pounders, or just the celebrity fish?
Those celebrity fish that were weighed, where are they all at now?
They look like probably had some crab meat stuffed in them for
that. That sounds good.
That's the smart solution to it. There you go.
But I want to take your time real quick, Vic. I know you're going off there. I just want to thank everybody that participated. Next year, October 26th. 2019, I finally get to rest. Vic, I'll see you on the water.
October 26th next year?
Yes, sir.
All right, buddy. I appreciate it. Appreciate your call, Chip.
All right. Have a good day, Chip.
Have a good day.
See you later.
Hey boaters, are you tired of trying to find the time off work to take your boat to shop, only to find you need to take more time off to pick it up afterward? Are you letting your maintenance go because you just can't be without your boat? If either sound familiar, then give Captain Mike a call at 904-614-3423 and he'll come to your place to do the maintenance for you. No leaving work and no being without your boat. 100-hour maintenance. Trailer lights, bilge, and live well pumps are all kept in good order. Keep your boat in top shape. Call Captain Mike at 904-614-3423.
Safe Harbor Seafood, Mayport Shrimp, Seared Tuna, and Spinach. Have your fresh filet, fresh fish, black and grilled or fried, or try their traditional seafood fry platters. Always remember Safe Harbor Seafood, located at 4378 Ocean Street in Mayport, Florida. Restaurant hours are Tuesday and Thursday, 10:30 a.m. to 6 p.m., Fridays and Saturdays, 10:30 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sundays, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Safe Harbor is a proud sponsor of the Flounder Pounder.
Durance Tree Service, servicing Northeast Florida for over two decades. They do the whole nine yards, from light tree trimming to the largest tree removal. Homeowners beware, don't let uninsured contractors on your property. Durance Tree Service is family owned and operated, fully licensed and insured, with workman's comp on all their employees. For the absolute best tree service in Northeast Florida, call Durance Tree Service at 449-2848. That's 449-2848.
You can always trust Captain Vic to put you right where the fish are biting. Just like you can always trust Frontline Insurance to insure your home with the best coverage possible. At Frontline, we'll help you create an action plan with our trusted vendors and contractors to make repairs to your home. The best part? We'll help pay the cost of those eligible home repairs. Now that's smarter insurance. Find your local Frontline agent at frontlineinsurance.com. Frontline Insurance, building home partnerships with coastal Floridians since 1998.
If you go along Hexer Drive to fish, you'll find there's a great place for bait and tackle to stop at, and that's Browns Creek Fish Camp, located at 5212 Hexer Drive. They have everything you need for a complete day on the water. Browns Creek Fish Camp is one of the few locations where you can pull your boat in and restock your bait supply if you run out while you're fishing. A big supporter of the Recreational Fish Alliance, give them a call today at 904-757-1600. That's 904-757-1600.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 WBOB. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. The Still Just Fishing Show is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. And now, here's your host, Captain Vic Tyson.
Yeah, I see that. What did it say a minute ago? $650 million for the Powerball drawing tonight, and I was so hoping I could get into that Mega Bucks the other night. I don't buy lottery tickets a lot, you know, but I sure bought some the other night for that. And
and everybody we have
one number.
We're buying them. Well,
they had four. I think it was four $1 million winners in Florida off of that ticket.
Wow.
You know, but
and that's just what, five numbers, or
how does that work? I don't even know.
I don't know either.
You know, have no idea. But I mean, I would love to have gotten, you know, I mean, $1 million would be fine with me right now. You know. So people were talking about, you know, I could hear them in line the other night when I went and bought tickets, you know, you hear them talking about, oh man, they take off, you know, 30%, and I'm like, out of 1.6 billion, they could have 30%. Yeah, they could have 50%. Be fine with me.
Yeah, we'll want, we'll work that out. Just let me win first.
Exactly. Okay, let's get Nancy on. Morning, Nancy.
Hey, Captain Vic.
Hey,
I went to Fort George Island. I didn't know when I got on the island. I didn't know when I was off the island. And there's no fort, but is that place beautiful?
Oh, really?
It is.
So beautiful. And let me tell you, it's spooky because we couldn't go on the road. We had to cut through some man's driveway because there was water over the road because of the high tide.
Did you go back to the plantation, back to Kingsley?
Everywhere. The plantation, the church, the Rebalt Club. It was fabulous. It was fabulous. But let me tell you what.
Oh, okay.
You get off that road, you are in thick. Oh, it was spooky.
So you went to the Fort George Island here on Hexer Drive?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. All right. Where the Kingsley Plantation.
Yeah, before you get to Huguenot.
St. George is what? That's out in Tallahassee.
Yeah, see, that's what we thought last weekend. Yeah.
I know, because I didn't know, because some of the papers said that, and some of the papers just said something else.
Yeah.
Out of George. Oh, they
Yeah, St. George and Fort George are dramatically different.
Hey, but you know what they said? The water in front of the plantation at high tide can be as deep as 37 feet, low tide like 2 feet. Now, that is spooky.
Well, that's in different areas out there. That's not in the same area. We don't have that big of a tide change. But, you know, our tide change here runs anywhere from 4.5 to about 6 foot tide difference, depending on the moon.
Yeah.
And then there were these people in kayaks. Now, somebody would have to be a nut to be in a kayak out there in the middle of nowhere, period. Nowhere.
Well, actually, there's a lot of them out there that do that. I mean, especially Fort George. There's a lot of kayakers in Fort George Inlet.
Yeah, because it's real a lot of shallow spots, so it's a great place and very sheltered, great place for kayaking.
Yeah, if you're sitting there, you know where the plantation's at there?
Yeah.
Okay, did you walk back to the bulkhead at plantation and see the water?
I saw where the bulkhead. Is that where you can put your boat in?
No, the bulkhead is just what I'm talking about. It holds the dirt.
Yeah, bulkhead's like a seawall.
Yeah, it's right there at the water.
Well, we were right on the water. I walked up to the water.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
I wanted to see.
Well, see, we fish in there a lot. We fish right up and down through there a lot.
Oh,
good.
My.
Yeah, good fishing in there.
You know what they said? They said that when it's low tide, there's no beach. It's all bricks. Have you ever seen any of those old bricks?
Yes. We've actually hooked some and brought them up. The old Spanish bricks.
Do they fight good?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, you can tell they're square. They're not like a brick that is made, you know, nowadays.
Because, see, over when that, and that was a working plantation.
Yes.
I mean, I tell you what, the history, it's a little spooky, you know. Hallowed ground.
Yeah, did you go to the slave, you see the slave quarters and go through those?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that's pretty neat out there. That's a part of our history for North Florida.
Yeah, they're all built out of coquina.
Yeah, and you know what? They have the nicest and the sharpest park ranger, this lady. She was spot on. She's been there for 10 years. Well, she makes that whole place come alive.
Did you meet any of the armadillos? You can hear them running through the dried magnolia leaves. You hear this shuffling and carrying on in the magnolia leaves, and out comes an armadillo.
It was so spooky. Spooky. I would not. You know what? I think it would be fun to be there at night to hear all the different sounds. But I sure wouldn't. I could not live on that island. Could you live on that island?
In a heartbeat.
Yeah, I'd be all over that.
Except for the deer flies. The yellow flies are pretty bad out there.
Yeah.
You could live on that island?
Oh,
out
yeah.
In the middle of nowhere?
Oh, yeah.
That's one of the most beautiful places around.
Oh, yeah. In the middle of nowhere is what makes it good.
That is. Yep. Well, that's why, yeah. it's a national park, We need to support our national parks.
Amen to that.
Yes, and I didn't even know about that bridge. And when I'm crossing over that huge bridge that looks like that bridge in Charleston, I look to the right and I see this huge ocean-going thing. Man, oh, man, I had no idea all that was there. See, I haven't lived here that long.
Oh, yeah.
How close is that Fort George Island to the ocean?
Very.
Very close. Matter of fact, if you're standing there at the plantation, and if you walk down to the water and you look to the right, did you see the little bridge up there?
Yes, I saw the bridge.
Yeah, if you were in a boat and you went under that bridge and turned left, you'd be in the ocean.
You would?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh.
That's how close it is in there. That's why the water is so green, greenish colored in there. So it's pretty nice.
I'll be darned. Because I didn't want to, you know, ask too many questions.
Well, you always ask questions.
Well, you know, anyway, I was with a group.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what, this park ranger, she was outstanding. I did ask her where she went to college. So anyway, who's going to win the Florida-Georgia game?
Florida.
Gators.
I hope
the Gators win.
My oldest daughter lives in Georgia, and it's always this thing back and forth, you know.
It ought to be a very good game today. Competitive.
Well, anyway, do you know what the cheapest ticket was at 10 o'clock last night?
No, ma'am.
$172. Now, that is crazy.
Yeah, because I don't go to it, so I don't know.
And that doesn't include refreshments.
Yeah, wait till you go down there and buy a few beers and a hot dog and stuff like that.
Well, I'm not going. I wasn't going to pay that. Then I saw a ticket available down close to the field, $902. Now, that is nuts.
That sounds pretty cheap for being down close to the field.
Yeah.
Oh, listen, when I go back to my little college, the Franklin College Grizzlies, you can sneak in the stadium and you can stand right there on the field.
The world's largest outdoor cocktail party.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
I would rather put that, gentlemen. Yes, sir.
Huh?
I'd rather put that $1,000 on my new trolling motor.
Yeah.
I can enjoy it all the time.
Yeah, exactly.
Instead of just a couple hours.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, we can throw the docks across from the stadium and then turn around and keep up with what's going on by scoping out the Jumbotron.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you had a great time. I'm glad you had a great time there, Nancy.
Let me ask you something. I was at a restaurant, and I'm not going to say what name, because upscale. And they had shrimp, you know, shrimp. And then they had pink shrimp. What is pink shrimp?
Those are the ones that are cooked.
That are what?
They're cooked. They're steamed.
Pink shrimp? I've never heard of pink shrimp.
Yeah, there's a pink shrimp, a brown shrimp, a white shrimp. Yeah, so there is there's different ones. There's rock shrimp, yeah.
Try to peel one of those.
Oh, I've heard of rock shrimp.
Shrimp stew, shrimp creole.
Yeah.
Oh, I make shrimp creole. That is delicious. Mm-hmm. My shrimp creole is world famous.
Well, we appreciate it, Nancy. I'm glad you had a great time out there.
Thank you. Listen, you guys have a great day and happy fishing.
Thank you, Nancy.
God bless you.
Bye-bye.
So,
Creole shrimp.
Yeah, Fort George Inlet is a pretty neat place to be, to go and, you know.
Oh, it's gorgeous out there.
See, but the best time to go out there really is in the wintertime when the mosquitoes aren't so bad and the deer flies stay in the trees more. But I love
Garden Creek right behind there.
Yeah. Garden Creek is pretty, you know, it's gotten pretty shallow. It's really silted in a lot, and
the crabber is the crabber still. I haven't seen the crabber lately, but the crabber motors on through there, and I figured, well, the crabber can get in there.
Yeah,
my little skinny boat can do it.
Well, it's a lot different when they go every day compared.
Yeah.
To
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Bob, you hear the music coming on? I'd like to get you on. I'd like to wait till we come back from break if you can, instead of putting you on for 30 seconds. So. If you can hold on, Bob, we'll get you on as soon as we come back. And the number to call is 222-8255, and we'll be back after this.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB. With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The Florida man charged with sending more than a dozen package bombs to Democratic political figures is described as a troubled loner, one who in the past showed little interest in politics. Witnesses say Cesar Soyok of Aventura, Florida, did not look surprised when he was finally arrested yesterday. The man said to have a long history of financial problems, an extensive record of past arrests, including a stint served on probation for at one time making a bomb threat. He was charged yesterday. Meanwhile, President Trump is accusing reporters of trying to, quote, use the sinister actions of one individual to score political points against him. The president's remarks came hours after police apprehended the suspect in that mail bomb scare, targeting primarily Democrats from past administrations and CNN. The president was campaigning on Friday in Charlotte, North Carolina, to support two GOP candidates facing close races. This is SRN News.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's healthcare costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE. MediShare.com or 877-64-BIBLE.
Attention all men. Have Viagra and Cialis let you down? Think your best days are behind you? Think again. If you suffer from any type of ED, regardless of your age or medical history, the doctors at Alpha Medical Group can help you now. There is no needles, no surgery, and no medication. Just the newest available proven treatment from Europe using acoustic energy waves. Our FDA-cleared medical device regenerates blood vessels and erectile tissue with short in-office sessions. And it's all done with virtually no needles, no surgery, and no medication. Call now for full information. Call 904-763-1400. That's 904-763-1400. 100% natural, non-invasive way to fix erectile dysfunction. Call 904-763-1400 today and get your life back with Alpha Medical Group. Call 904-763-1400 or visit our website at alphamedicalgroup.com.
The level of hate directed toward this president by people who claim that they care about Russia is just hilarious. I mean, where were they when the Obama administration was doing nothing about the election meddling? Where were they? And how many of you think the Obama administration would have even spoken about Russian election meddling if Hillary won? None of these people would have demanded hearings because that's not of interest to them.
Laura Ingraham, weekdays 9 to 11 a.m. on AM 600 and 101.1 FM WBOB. The latest traffic and weather on WBOB, your 2018 election authority.
And here's a disabled vehicle at 95 South sitting at the exit to 295, and that is exit number 337. Going to be nice this weekend, mostly sunny, breezy, high about 75, mostly clear tonight down to 52, and then sunny Sunday until about Thursday, looking for daytime highs 82, nighttime lows around 60, currently 61, AM 600, WBOB.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 WBOB. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. The Still Just Fishing Show is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. And now, here's your host, Captain Vic Tyson.
Yeah, I think that's what they said he was. Let's get Bob on this morning.
Morning, Bob.
Morning, Bob. Morning, Vic. It's Robert.
Hey, Robert. How you doing?
Doing good. I was dropping off some stuff to my grandson, and he called me Papa Bob and got distracted when the gentleman asked my name.
You didn't tell him your own. Couldn't tell him your own name, huh? But
no, sir. I was lost. My question is, I got rid of my big boat, and I'm in a canoe now.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you went way way down, huh?
I love it.
Yeah, I mean, that canoe can get places where, you know, I mean, where you would think it cannot go, you know.
Yes, you got a motor on the back?
Yes, sir, a 15 Merc.
Oh.
And you got a trolling motor on it?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Oh, you're all set.
But my question is, Wednesday I went into Shad's Creek.
Uh-huh.
The pot I put in at Sisters and went into that side of Shad's.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Will that bring me, if I followed all the way around, will that bring me out to the Sand Dollar?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Oh.
Yeah, if you go through there, it comes out right between the Sand Dollar and the ferry.
Okay, does it get deeper as the further in I go?
Actually, no, but it doesn't get deeper until you get right over by the houses. You've seen the houses over there?
Right before the bridge?
Yeah, now it's deep over there, and that current rips over there, too, you know, because it pulls, especially on the outgoing, it pulls a lot of current from that whole big area. Mm-hmm. Because, actually, I've only done it one time, and all the times I go back and forth, but you can actually go from there, from Sisters, you can go up in there, like go into Shad Creek and come out at the ferry, or you can wind through those creeks and come out through Garden Creek. Way over by Fort George Inlet.
Oh, no, that would be an adventure.
It is, yeah.
That's beautiful back in there.
It is. It's really, there's a lot of creeks in there that people don't know about, and that's what I like about that area. Now, it's a lot of shallow area in there, a whole bunch of shallow area, but, you know, that you can't really just kind of motor through there all the time, but you can with the trolling motor.
Yeah, you ought to be good to go with the canoe, the shallow draft.
I mean, there's a...
Well, I found...
Do you know that?
I mean, I had good luck, and I was probably in 5 foot at the most.
Uh-huh.
I've seen a lot of sandbars. But, I mean, I had a good day in there, but the wind started picking up on me, and I didn't feel comfortable enough to go further into the creek.
Yeah.
Well, if you go in at low tide and find the oyster and structure you want to work, and then just work the incoming tide till it starts filling up.
And it's not that far to go over to the bridge at Shad Creek. I mean, when you see those houses and you start going in between those houses and in Shad itself, you know, I mean, the bridge is just right around the corner, like the little curve in the creek, you know, it's just right there around the corner. But those areas that I'm talking about also, you know, if you ever go up the intercoastal out of the Manatee Zone, like you're going north, and then there's a creek just outside the Manatee Zone on the right where that big tower is, you know, where the tower's in there in the spotlight?
Yep.
Okay. So if you go up to the next creek to the right, that one gets real shallow at the mouth at the intercoastal at low tide, but you can go in there and come out in Shad Creek also.
Well, I've been putting in a lot. This was the first time at Sisters. But since I got the canoe, I've been putting in a lot off of New Berlin, way back. It brings me into, I guess, Horseshoe.
Yes, Horseshoe Creek.
And, I mean, I like it back in there, and I'm only a few minutes from what the lady was talking about, Fort George Island, but Fort George Inlet.
Yeah. Yeah, you're real close to Fort George Inlet there. And there's a lot of fish in that area, too. Horseshoe Creek and all that. Sometimes in the springtime, there's a lot of fish who school up in there together.
Mm-hmm. That's beautiful.
I mean, I'm still learning and still trying to get a little bit comfortable with this, especially around the traffic.
Right.
Because I don't want to be like somebody we know that almost capsized their canoe.
Yeah. So if you, like you say, you get
the Taylor.
When you get into, when you get into the intercoastal there, you just kind of want to watch those cabin cruisers up and down. I have a friend of mine that's got a canoe. Now, he don't fish very much, but whenever he gets out there and he sees one of those big cabin cruisers come barreling down through there, he'll just turn and go up in the mouth of a creek or something and let that waves go by, and then he comes back out and, you know, heads on up the intercoastal some more.
Okay.
Because, you know, because he said he got really worried at one point because, you know, those people like, you know, that are running up and down the intercoastal who don't live here, I mean, they don't slow down. They just, you know, just barrel on through there.
Yeah, and this is about the time of year when they all start coming down, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They'll be heading south. You'll get a lot of traffic heading south pretty soon.
And I've learned the ones, especially on the weekends, you get them people who just want to go to the sandbars over there and Fort George, and they don't care about nobody.
No, they don't. And I hate it on Sunday afternoons when I'm trying to, when I dock the boat there and, you know, go to put on the trailer, because they're all been drinking up there and all that, and they come flying through there. When I say flying, I mean, it's supposed to be minimum wake, and then they just, like, plow through there, so just fast enough to make a bigger wave, you know. But that Sunday afternoons in the summertime is always bad right there because of that, you know, when they're coming down from back from the sandbars in Fort George. The Redneck Riviera.
It's nice now because the water's starting to get cooler. They don't want to get a little bit cold.
Yeah.
Hey, Robert.
Captain Vic, I hope you're feeling good and feeling better.
I am doing good, and wish this wind would slow down a little bit so I could work more. A couple of days this week, I didn't get to work because of the wind, but, you know, it's been blowing like crazy. But when you plan on getting back out there?
I'm going to try to go Wednesday morning.
Oh, yeah. I think Wednesday's supposed to be a lot nicer. You know, I think they're looking at, I pulled it up a few minutes ago. Yeah. South winds 5 knots is showing here.
That's nice. Because I know Wednesday was nice. Once I got in, it could get out of the wind.
Yeah.
It was nice. But furthermore, I went into the creek, I could stop feeling the wind, and I couldn't cast where I wanted to, and I just said, no, got my few trout and headed to the house.
Well, whenever you get out there, just try to, you know, get those areas that, you know, that you can, that you can get to, and try to learn those areas, because I tell you what, man, it's nothing like getting up and learning new areas. I mean, I always loved that. I don't know that I can fish a new area unless I try to go back through to Garden Creek from Shad again, but I'm not sure this boat would do it at low tide. You know, my Carolina Skiff, of course, it only took about 8 inches of water, so I went all through there, but I'm not sure this boat would do that. I think I need about 13 inches or so in this boat.
Hey, Robert.
Yes, sir.
I was going to add a little to that. A long time ago, I read an article in the magazine. It was called The Shallow Water Angler, which they don't have anymore. And it was called Fishing the Tides, the Creeks Fishing the Tides. Mm-hmm. Well, if you fish that incoming, them fish will follow that incoming tide all the way up into those areas where there is no water.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you turn around and fish it back out as it goes back out, then they follow that water back out as that tide water starts to empty out of those shallow waters. And that way you won't ever have to be afraid about getting stuck in there.
Okay.
Yeah, a lot of the smaller creeks like that, I don't go in to them on the outgoing tide.
Yeah, go in them on an incoming.
Yeah. And that way, if you hit the bottom or something like that, and, you know, 5 or 10 minutes, you're floating again.
And you can see all those good oysters, too.
Yeah. I always like to do it at the lower tides, you know, like when you can first get in there, when you can barely get in there, because those fish need less water than what we all do. They'll get up in there. And, I mean, I've seen fish where they're back out of the water 300 feet ahead of me where I can't reach them, you know, but that kind of breaks your heart. But still, you know, sooner or later, you can kind of get up to it because the creeks are going to end, you know, so sooner or later you can get up to that area, you know.
And with that canoe, you can get in there really skinny.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm learning that, and I've had it for 2 months, and I'm still, the more I get comfortable with it, the more I feel, you know, better, and
the
little bit braver I get. I appreciate your time, guys.
Yes, sir.
Captain, again.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks for the information. I love it.
I appreciate you calling, and also, you know, just remember, you know, get you an area like that and fish it. Even if it's the same creek, you fish it at different wind directions, different tides, and find out where those fish are and where they're moving to. Because one wind direction, they may be on the east side of the creek, and on another wind direction, they may be coming down the west side of the creek. You just have to figure out which direction they're where they're located at. But you'll learn them.
I appreciate it, Captain.
All right, sir. You'll learn it. Appreciate it.
All right, thank you.
Have a good day.
And got one more segment, 222-8255. Tim, if you can hold on, since we're going right on break, I'll get you on as soon as we come back.
That's right, Jacksonville. You can go to a lot of places in North Florida to buy a gun. But at Wild West Guns, you're guaranteed the best price every day of the year. How? Wild West Guns buys dealer direct and passes the savings on to you. There's no middleman. You get the factory direct price every time. Plus, at Wild West Guns, you can choose from the very best selection in all of Jacksonville. Whatever you need, Wild West Guns has it. From handguns to hunting rifles, from shotguns to AK-47s, from Glock to SIG, Remington to Vanelli, Bushmaster to Stag, Wild West Guns has got you covered big time. The right gun, the right ammo, the right price, guaranteed. Wild West Guns, Lane Avenue South, Northeast Florida's premier firearms dealer. You get the factory direct price every time. Wild West Guns, you're guaranteed the best price every day of the year.
Cross Creek Steakhouse and Ribs on Lane Avenue between I-10 and Normandy Boulevard on the west side. The home of great baby back ribs, steaks aged and cut by their in-house butcher, and the best shrimp in town. Come in and try one of their great combination platters. Make sure you try their southern side dishes. Are you having an event? Cross Creek Catering can make it special. They cater events from 5 to 5,000, every kind of food. Call 783-9579. That's 783-9579. Visit their website and look at their catering and takeout menus. Cross Creek, the taste of old Florida.
Palm Valley Fish Camp, located at 299 Roscoe Boulevard North, or North Beach Fish Camp, located at 103rd Street in Neptune Beach, or Julington Beach Fish Camp, located in Mendrin, has you covered for your day of fishing. Owner Ben Groeschel has set the hook perfectly. Lunch opens Wednesday through Sunday with dinner 7 days a week. Try the main dishes, shrimp and grits and blackened mahi. Always check out the fresh fish at the fish camps. All fish camps are a proud sponsor of the Flounder Pounder.
Trolling Motor Services Plus is now open for business. They're an authorized dealer and warranty service center for Minn Kota, Motor Guide, and Rodan Trolling Motors. They're also your home for power pole anchors and Cannon downrigger service and repair. Trolling Motor Services Plus sells, repairs, and installs pretty much anything electrical for your boat, including keep alive oxygen systems. Call Matt today at Trolling Motor Services, 573-0480. That's 573-0480. Check them out online at trollingmotorservicesplus.com.
Durance Tree Service, servicing Northeast Florida for over two decades. They do the whole nine yards, from light tree trimming to the largest tree removal. Homeowners beware, don't let uninsured contractors on your property. Durance Tree Service is family owned and operated, fully licensed and insured, with workman's comp on all their employees. For the absolute best tree service in Northeast Florida, call Durance Tree Service at 449-2848. That's 449-2848.
When you have insurance needs, be sure to visit Angler and Dimitri Insurance Services agent Craig Van Brocklin for a personalized quote on auto, home, boat, life, and commercial insurance. Save time and money with protection you can count on. Give Craig a call at 904-899-1106. That's 904-899-1106 for Dimitri Insurance Services.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 WBOB. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. The Still Just Fishing Show is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. And now, here's your host, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back this morning. We got Tim on the line here, been patiently waiting through the break. Morning, Tim.
Morning, Tim.
Howdy, Tim.
Morning. How you guys doing, Cap?
Doing good.
Just hitting 95 south, heading down to Florida from beautiful Bluff, South Carolina.
Oh, wow, man. Where are you headed up there for?
I live up here. I used to live in Jacksonville. I actually called into the show early July, and I was asking you guys about some flounder tips up there at the Nassau Sound.
Oh, yeah.
We actually did pretty good up there that weekend. We ended up going.
Good. I'm glad you got some of them while you're here.
Oh, yeah. Like I said, I used to live down there and fish that all the time. But that's actually what we're looking at doing. Me and my buddy heading back down fishing for the weekend. We're just trying to get some fishing reports. Nassau Sound, Fort George area. If there's anything going on with the flounder, trout, reds. We're basically going to be wading in the boat docks and stuff. So,
I would say work that same area that you did for this flounder. I have not caught any flounder this week, but I've only went out one day looking for them, and I tried several places and could not get a bite. But then again, this next week's a whole different thing. We were out. It was really windy that day, and we were kind of just, trying to pitch around, but the waves were kind of hitting the shorelines where we were trying to hit. I had a couple of shorelines where we hit where there weren't any waves, but I didn't see any mullet running, no bait in there, nothing, and we didn't get a bite in those areas either.
Oh, wow. That was going to be one of my next questions. Is there still plenty of mullet around up there in the sound? Or?
Plenty of mullet. Yeah, mullet is everywhere. I think that's one of the reasons maybe these fish are pretty full. I don't know.
Yeah, they're at Fort George. I filled a 5-gallon bucket full of two casts with a cast net.
Oh, wow. That's a lot of mullet.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There was some flounder
in there, too. They've been catching some flounder in that little...
In the Bay Area?
Bay Area area.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know where he's talking about there, Tim?
Yeah, on the backside of Huguenot Park there.
Yes.
Yeah, just got to wade around in there, and I saw a lot of... holes that where fish have been tailing in there, so there's probably some reds in there too that up there near the high tide.
Are there many trout around yet, or is it still pretty slow?
It's kind of weird. The trout's kind of weird. There's been more of them, I think, on the beach and at the jetties than there is up in the river. There's a lot of small ones up in the river and the creeks and stuff like that, but that you catch on. Like Cajun Thunders and live shrimp. But I haven't fished for them over. I've been wanting to go out to Nassau and try them out there, and I haven't done that yet. So I might wind up doing that this week on some of my charters.
Yeah, I read a report on one of the, I think, surf fishing forums there the other day. Some guy was fishing real windy day the other day. He's fishing a surf. I think he said he caught a couple small trout in the surf.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like that.
See that on Facebook?
No, I was actually on the Florida Surf Fishing Forum in the northeast portion of the forum.
Oh, okay, because I saw something on Facebook about that. The guy said it was real windy, and he still picked up a couple of them,
Yeah. Well, like I said, we're just coming down here, going to fish some of the old spots that have always been real good to me. That's kind of been looking at the weather forecast. What's the wind supposed to be blowing inshore today? Is it supposed to be pretty stout?
Today, 10 to 15 knots. And then tomorrow, you going to fish tomorrow too?
Yeah, I think we're going to be fishing through probably early Monday. We'll probably get out early morning, fish low tide Monday morning for a few hours, then head back.
Yeah, well, National Weather Service is saying tomorrow, northwest 15 to 20 knots. Today is west winds, but I don't really know. I mean, looking at that, it's supposed to calm down to 5 to 10 knots in the evening tomorrow night. Excuse me. And then Monday, west-northwest winds, 10 knots. So Monday's probably going to be pretty good. Tuesday's showing 5 to 10 knots. But anyway, today it's showing around 15 knots.
Gotcha. Hey, another quick question. I think I heard you guys talking a couple weeks ago about that bridge over there by Sawpit Creek up by Nassau South.
Yes, sir.
Not the George Brady, but the one closer to the boat launch.
Yeah, the little,
a lot of people.
The little one.
Yeah. Can you get there from the boat launch side, or do you have to park in the parking lot by the George Brady and walk all the way across?
No, that bridge actually has a fence across it now to block you from coming, like from the south end of it, like people used to park down there and walk up on it and fish.
Okay.
And it's got a fence across now blocking it to keep people from going across. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. I thought I heard you saying something, but I just want to make sure, because I know I used to see a lot of people trout fishing. They used to drift the boat grids off the top of their
own. Exactly. Yep. Yep, exactly.
And my favorite spot was on the other side of that bridge, right there where that creek comes out, which can't get to now. Yeah. The fence is on the parking lot side of that where the channel is, where the boats go under. Uh-huh. They put that fence right there, and you can't go any further past that.
Yeah, so
yeah,
you
so
can.
Basically, if you want to. You want to fish that bridge, you got to walk all the way from the other end across the river.
No, you can't even get to it that way. There's another fence on the end of that bridge, too.
Oh, okay. So yeah. Basically, nobody's fishing off that bridge anymore.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, because the south end of the bridge where you can get to is not really that good of fishing. You might as well fish off the off the shoreline there, you know.
Right, right. Now, like I said, I've just seen people, in years past, I've seen people, fishing float rigs off that bridge. And, we're gonna have a lot of time to kill, so we're gonna probably hit a few different places, a few different options, might do some float fishing for some trout. So,
yeah, that used to be a great place. People used to float fish off that bridge quite a bit.
They need to move that fence back over to the other end, in my opinion. Because there's nothing wrong with that bridge.
What's water clarity like up there in Nassau Sound? Any idea?
I haven't been up there, so I don't know. But we're about to lose you, it sounds like.
Yeah, I might be going through some bad areas. So, hey, I'll let you guys go. I appreciate your time. You guys have a great day. Be safe out there on the water.
Thanks, Tim. Appreciate it. Good luck to you out there.
Thanks,
let us know how you do.
Will do, Captain. Have a good one.
All righty. And let's get Bill on real quick. Morning, Bill.
Hey, morning.
Hey,
morning,
there.
Bill. Hey, the day that I saw you, turned out to be a pretty decent day. I didn't catch a lot of fish, but pretty good action.
Did you?
That was good.
Did you catch any more trout there where you caught that first one you told me about?
Thought he was a fatty. He wasn't a very big fish, but he sure was fat.
Is that the one?
No, I caught. Had to go up in the creeks. It got so windy. I went out in the river.
I know.
And I thought I was going to take water over the transom.
I know. It's. I'm just so sick of this wind already.
This sounds like last year.
Yeah, I know it.
Hey, it's I'm going to start a petition and see if maybe we can do something about this and get a hatchery going in some of them potholes there at the boat ramp.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Oh, aren't they getting big?
You know, when they'll get fixed again is when we have the kingfish tournament next year.
Nice. That one over there where the only, hose that has a fitting on it it's a foot deep.
I know it. And the one right there where you pull it back down to the ramp. I mean, it's huge.
Yeah, that's a bad
one. Is the barge still
it's
there?
It's huge. No, the barge is not there. But they haven't put the ramp on yet, so the dock's still closed, but the barge is gone.
You know, if boat fishermen would just pony up and spend a little bit of money, maybe they'd take care of us.
Yeah, I know it.
Yeah. Oh, well. So, anyways, I'm looking forward to this coming week. I'm going to try to get out 2 or 3 days. The weather should be fantastic.
Yeah, me both.
Yeah, I hope
so. Thanks for the show.
I hope so. If we can get this wind to stop, then that's one of my main thing. I mean, I don't mind the cold, the heat. I hate the wind.
Yeah, I can dress, but the wind just nothing to do. Well, I'll let you go. Thanks a lot.
All right, thanks, Bill. Appreciate your call, buddy. Good luck to you out there. I'll see you out there. And y'all be sure to stay tuned for Ask an Attorney, all about Florida law here, and next show on. And I appreciate y'all coming in, being with me again today.
Enjoyed it.
Yeah, always
had a great
enjoy
time.
Having y'all here. Always enjoy having y'all here. Really good. And we'll be back next week. See you then.
Yeah.